The Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment petition campaign announced today that they have passed the threshold of signatures needed to get on the 2010 ballot. The proposal would allow voters to challenge developers by requiring voter approval to local comprehensive land use plans. But organizers say it's not yet time to break out the champagne. Specifically, they're challenging a 2007 law passed by the Florida legislature that allows for the process of revoking petitions, which allows groups to essentially ask those who sign petitions if they would like to take their names off such petitions and thus hurt those petition drives. Leslie Blackner is president of Florida Hometown Democracy. Her group has challenged that revocation process up to the Florida Supreme Court.
Well, we're hoping the Florida Supreme Court is going to rule quickly, and we're going to know one way or another whether this revocation statute is valid or invalid. The lower court struck it unanimously. It's our position that it's an unconstitutional provision aimed at keeping initiatives like Florida Hometown off the ballot. And, you know, we're hoping that the court will rule quickly. If we didn't have this revocation procedure on the books, the state would have to qualify us, because up until this revocation procedure was implemented, the state always qualified initiatives as soon as they hit the magic number. But now, because of this legislation, they wait. And, you know, the revocation statute is just one more dirty trick that the Florida legislature has played on the floor on Florida citizens over the years, as they work to constantly diminish the initiative process and make it tougher to qualify initiatives for the ballot.
It seems like in the last week we've been hearing, I've been hearing environmentalists in the Tampa Bay area speak more excitedly about your proposal in the advent of Governor Charlie Crist signing SB 360 last week, which has really shattered a lot of people here in terms of the idea about growth management. Do you think that that law going in is going to give you momentum when people get the chance to talk about this next year?
Well, I hope so. I was as disappointed as anyone when Crist signed Senate Bill 360, giving developers goodies when they really don't need them, reducing growth management. I tell people, though, that growth management, you know, we've had it on the books for many years. It's been sitting there as like a piece of paper. But these laws really don't matter when they're not enforced. And the real growth management power is at the local level with the city and county commissions. And when they step up to the plate and vote on these proposed growth plan changes, too often they simply rubber stamp these plan changes. And all we're seeking with Hometown Democracy is to give voters a chance to veto bad plan changes. Senate Bill 360 doesn't really affect that. But what Senate Bill 360 shows us is that developers seem to always get their way. They run the state. The top leadership in Tallahassee, these are people who are themselves developers. And people have to understand that the legislature basically runs the state to keep the development industry happy, even in the face of what's happened when we've had this terrible economic downturn brought on by developers who have overbuilt the state. Still, they still want more. They typically get their way. They still run the state. I don't believe that things are going to change until the people start to take back power.